Hey guys, welcome to Goat King Riders Club. I'm Sean.
I'm Gumby.
Hey,
I got it right. Five episodes?
Yeah. Well, this is the sequel episode to last week.
I'm actually really pumped. So yeah, we're doing the sequels of our stories last
week. Your story was Where Cricket last episode.
I didn't call it Where Cricket, but we decided.
What was yours called?
It was like Deepwood Backward Point. Yeah. It's like a weird cricketing position. But no, I'm really excited.
And mine was the Tooth Fairy.
Yours wasn't called the Tooth Fairy, though.
No, it was... Fuck, what was mine called?
It was called Beautiful Smile.
Beautiful Smile.
About a Tooth Fairy mixed in with some meth fairies called Mooth Fairies.
That was a regular fairy that just so happened to be addicted to meth.
Yeah, so I'm really pumped, actually, for the stories this week.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you want to just get straight into it?
Do, but I also... I don't go on Facebook very often, but this week I was... mildly offended. So I got a notification. Sean Conway's changed his profile picture to you and Nath having a bit of a chuckle on the couch.
Yeah, well, that that was the profile that I've had for ages.
Why does it say you changed it?
Well, because I had to, because someone hacked my Facebook.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, and they changed my cover profile picture to like the grey, like, I'm waiting for a profile pic.
Oh, you know, okay. Did it have the female haircut going as well?
No, it was just... I don't remember. I think it was just the grey unisex.
That makes it. I was sort
and
of...
No, I haven't finished. And then the cover page picture was like a full ISIS dude that... It looked like the scene from Iron Man 1, you know, where we have Tony Stark, this ransom needs to go up, like with the 10 ring. The dude looked like that, and then he had like an Asian dude on his knees, like he was about to get a
cover page.
Like these, because I was on Facebook at the time, and he kept adding like Asian people, and I'm like, I don't know any of these people. Like, and then I'd delete and ban them, saying like these fucking dudes that hacked my profile, and then they changed all that, and they wrote. I love ISIS. They try to write "I love ISIS," but they spelt it wrong, which is weird because it's just it's I S S S S S S S S S.
They got really excited.
Really excited, and it's like, oh fuck! Like my friends are gonna think this is me because it's spelt wrong, you know. And yeah, so I had to change it back. And Mints asked me, "Were you hacked?" And it's like, no, I'm coming out as ISIS, man. So what the fuck you think? What the fuck you think happened?
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I felt like a bit of a new girlfriend, a bit scorned that, you know, you're still flirting with your ex.
I'm liking
old photos, you know, but your story about ISIS joining ISIS is quite exciting. So.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you're wondering where the episode... We're actually filming this in a cave in Pakistan, so it's a bit, that's why we don't.
He's being held hostage.
This is why we don't have a haunted library anymore. It's just behind this is.
Should we bring Nathan out blindfolded, pleading for his life?
We should have like a GoFundMe. Like the only reason, the only way he's out of this show is if we raise $10,000.
Bring Nathan home. All right.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. I like that. So are you?
I'm done. I feel I've been dwelling on that all week, and I feel relieved that you were hacked, and not you know, sitting there reflecting on better times with Nathan.
Well, you know, sometimes you need ISIS to let you appreciate the good things.
I think that's how they sign people up, isn't it?
Yeah, through nostalgia. Nostalgia is their number one. Marketing tool.
All right. Should we jump into the sequels?
Well, yeah, and you're not scorned.
I'm forgiven.
Yeah,
forgiven.
A great Dr. Phil episode we've just kicked off with. I'm going to go first.
Beautiful.
I like mine. So it's going to be weird. Like, can you guess what this story's about?
It's more probably, where's the story going? And you've called it Where Cricket.
Where Cricket, yeah.
Which I like. It's sort of like... you know, Mighty Ducks. Mighty Ducks 2 was the first one was actually called Champions.
Well, I don't think it was, because I think Champions is just the Australian title.
Oh, okay.
Like you know that Zac Efron movie with Seth Rogen about where they're next
bad neighbors.
it's bad neighbours, but in America it's called Neighbours.
Oh, okay.
Because in Australia, yeah. So you can't have neighbours.
Oh, I thought you were re-correcting.
What did you think?
Name. So you've moved it. You know, you've because like Champions to Mighty Ducks. You've now corrected it to what it actually should be, which is around where cricket.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. So what am I seeing? I'm seeing a bat that seems to have taken some form of demonization. Mm. And then it says live. Is that an MS?
It's kind of like a picture within a picture.
Picture within
it's
a picture.
It's not really anything. It was kind of me.
Oh, it's like Facebook Live or something like followers, you're dead. It's cursed hack.
Yeah.
Is this inspiration from your hack from ISIS earlier this week?
No, it's probably more from the TV show hack that I've been
watching. Okay. All right. I'm not making any sense of what's going on. Haunted Things open. So that's a store selling, you know, Halloween haunted things, maybe.
Maybe.
Or is it like Things, the retail shop that we used to have lying around? Things,
that inspired the spelling.
Okay.
With the hard
Z. Yeah, yeah.
I think more. You'll probably know the inspiration when I read the story.
Okay, yeah. So I think the where cricket is now, obviously it's going into the actual cricket bat itself.
Maybe.
We'll see where the sequel's gone.
This is going to be one of those sequels where there's none of the original cars.
Okay.
Like, it's almost like the Blair Witch Project. Kind of like the Blair Witch Project, where it had none of the original cast. It wasn't a documentary. It was just an actual.
I don't think I saw that sequel.
I was actually. The ending was pretty good.
I was hoping you were going to do like the James Cameron version of Aliens, you know?
I think I might have.
Okay, all right.
I think I might have.
All right, where cricket?
So it's either the James Cameron version of Aliens. Or it's the Blair Witch Project version.
What? Why has your N got an X in it now?
What? fuck off.
Okay.
So this is where cricket. Henry snooped around the dusty antique store looking for bargains. He'd been watching videos of Gary Vee go to garage sales and make huge profits on other people's unwanted products. Shout out to my homies out there. Your boy is about to make his first purchase. Henry said in his Beverly Hills homeboy accent. Henry was looking at some antique toys when a ray of light caught the corner of his eye. It was an old wooden cricket bat that was covered in a dark brown varnish. Yo, followers, this shit is bussin'. Sheesh. Henry said to the camera before pouring his phone in his pocket. Taco Tits 8285 says, yo, man, I'm pretty sure that's the bat that killed... that kid used to kill his family and friends. Ginger Snitch says, fuck, boy, that shit is cursed. Shitbox Homeboy says, you'll probably kill your family too, you shit cunt Gary V knockoff. Henry was oblivious to the thousands of messages on his video, most of which were about the cursed cricket bat. The rest were about how Henry was a shit cunt, and the rest were links to discounted Ray-Ban sunglasses. Henry placed the cricket bat on the counter and rang the bell to be served. From beneath the counter rose a mysterious figure. Henry stared at the man, who looked like Doctor Strange, except if he was homeless and addicted to acid. You sure you want this cricket bat, boy? This bat holds a deadly curse, the server said. Henry wasn't paying attention. He was too busy staring at the topless hula dancer bobblehead. Yeah, I understand, and I'll grab this too, Henry said, and placed the bobblehead on the bat. Okay, son, don't say I didn't warn you, though, the crazed server said before laughing maniacally. Walking home with his new purchase poking out of his backpack, Henry felt a weird vibe. People would stare at him. Dogs would viciously bark at him. He had no idea, and he didn't particularly care. He thought a huge payday was coming his way thanks to his Gary Fee like fines. Henry walked into his bedroom, dropped his bag on the floor, and jumped into bed. This hustle life is hard, he said to himself before falling asleep. It felt like he only closed his eyes for a moment when a shooting pain ripped through his stomach and he cried out in pain. He lifted off the sheets and saw the blood, and his cricket bat had come to life. He had grown arms and legs and a vile, sharp fangs. His claws were covered in Henry's blood. The cricket bat stared at Henry with devilish eyes before jumping through the glass window. Henry saw the full moon for the first time and felt his body begin to change. His body made sickening, cracking sounds as the bones in his body morphed into the features of a cricket. But not any old cricket, a were-cricket. As his knees bent and snapped in the other direction, Henry's pain and physical trauma turned to an uncontrollable bloodlust for human flesh. That's when he heard it. "Henry, dinner's ready," his mother said before letting out a blood-curdling scream. To be continued.
You're going for a trilogy now.
Trilogy. What do you think? You think
I was hoping the actual where cricket was coming back into it. It took a while to get there in the end, yeah. But I'm glad the where cricket returned.
Third act, baby.
Yeah. So how do you think? So the where cricket, it spread through the cricket bat. Is that sort of how it's come about?
Yeah, I think it's kind of like the necklace and the never-ending story.
You're right, okay.
I don't think that's a good example. What was like a curse? I love the thing from The Exorcist. That was like a cursed item.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't think
that really... Pretty sure Indiana Jones was chasing some sort of cursed item.
Yeah, but he didn't really get cursed.
He didn't get cursed, no.
Except for like the crystal skull, but we don't talk about that one, do we? No, so yeah, that was pretty much the basis. And I tried to keep it modern.
Technology.
Gone live on TikTok.
How'd you come up with the usernames that were writing in abuse?
Taco Tits is always funny.
Taco Tits. It's pretty good. I might actually have to change my Twitter handle.
8285. They were just numbers.
And Ginger Snitch.
Ginger Snitch. You know, there's always one Ginger Snitch on there. And then what was the other one? I forget what the other one was. Oh, Gary V fan or something.
Yeah.
So... And that's kind of what TikTok is. There's no like original content on TikTok. It's just something trending.
It's people abusing it.
Thousands and thousands of people just doing a similar version of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so no original ideas anymore.
No, and I liked how that's you went original with this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, actually, not really. So the antique store, did that remind you of anything?
It was a
Christmas movie, and they also did it in The Simpsons. Do you know?
Christmas movie.
You can't get it wet.
Can't get it wet.
Yeah. Oh, that's the worst clue. Spielberg. Spielberg? I think it's Spielberg.
Oh, just tell me.
Gremlins.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah, okay. Because
That's why I had...
Christmas movie.
It's a Christmas
movie. I know, but like, it's like, so it's not the one of the top 10 I'd affiliate with the Christmas movies.
Well, we can get to that another time.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure that's a Spielberg movie.
I don't think Gremlins is Spielberg.
I think it's Spielberg, or at least it's like a product of Spielberg.
Yeah, okay.
And they had a very...
Can't get it wet, of course.
Yeah, but the dude behind the counter... I thought I gave a good description without saying what's the dude's name? What's like the racial slur for
I'm not doing any racial slurs.
Fu Manchu?
Fu Manchu's the beard.
Okay.
I thought that was
Mr. Ma.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's, you know, and then it's in The Simpsons they had the doll is cursed.
Yeah.
But it comes with the free frog.
Yeah, I know. I know which guy you're talking about now. Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. The frog contains potassium
benzoate. That's bad.
Can I go now? Nah, that was classic. But so that's what inspired that. I kind of had to get to the end. Like, there was no reason why I went to bed other than the hustle I was at. So, and I kind of... I didn't really do it justice, but I was trying to explain like an American Werewolf in London.
Yeah, the transformation.
That transformation. Yeah, yeah, so, yeah, yeah. But I also didn't know what a lot of the body parts were.
Yeah. You know, just he had eyes like, and he had, bug face.
Yeah, long things coming out of his mouth and like, and then like I think I started describing a cockroach before.
They're all insects.
Well, I always thought crickets made that cricket sound because they were scared, and it's because they're kind of horny. That's what they, that's. If you ever hear like crickets going off, it's because they're like
they're trying.
Hey, ladders, come over here, lady.
Really?
They're like maracas.
Right, I didn't know that either. Yeah. I just
well, I tried to Google it. Why do I literally Googled why do crickets make noise? And it's like they're trying to.
So hold on, that was the research you did instead of what do they actually look like?
No, because I had a thing about how he was going to, because he was terrified transforming, he was going to make like this cricket sound. But
it's a really sick Animorphs episode that you've done now.
Werewolf, American Werewolf in London, right? Have a bit of respect for my story.
Animorphs. Animorphs is a good series.
It's a good cover. Yeah. It's a terrible series. but yeah, I thought it'd be a bit weird that, I could have made him like a real freak like that. Like, well, something terrible's happening and I'm horny as fuck.
Is that where there's the...
That's why there's no like... Yeah,
and to be continued.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy having a base of something to already go off in terms of, you know, you had a little bit of sort of being bound by where you could go?
Well, it was the same. I knew that I wanted to have that gremlin sort of beginning. Because like that's like almost... Is it a faux pas? Is that the right word? It's like a thing that irregularly appears in cinema and stuff like that. It's like the crazy antique store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cliche?
Yeah.
What's a faux pas?
Faux pas is like a mistake. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. I didn't like it, so I guess it's a faux pas.
Faux pas?
Yeah. Well, I hate it now, since I'm wrong. Faux pas? it was pretty much the gremlins and beginning, and then just to see where, and you know, I learned a lot, you know. Every time I hear crickets now, it's just you know
they're horny.
You fucking dirty fucking bugs.
Probably scoping you out. All right, should we turn?
Well, then, you know how like when you're bombing in comedy, they say, "Oh, you could hear crickets."
Yeah,
well, that's like a weird.
That is a weird thing.
Hey, you're bombing, but at least you look good up there, you know.
And now the game of cricket's sounding a bit weird too.
What?
I don't know.
Just thought you'd throw it. Throw the word. I'd clean that up for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. So my turn at the sequel. Do you want to summarise as I get my book? To summarise your story.
Yeah.
From last week.
If I can remember it, it's so. What was my kid's name?
Brett.
Brett. Yeah. So Brett was a kid that had an immaculate smile and really good teeth. Mm-hmm. But all the other, like, gremlins in his class were, like, making the sweet coin from having their teeth fallen out and making tooth fairy money. So he tried tricking the tooth fairy, but it wasn't a tooth fairy. It was a mooth fairy. Like, a tooth fairy is addicted to teeth, where a mooth fairy is addicted to meth. And his dad killed himself.
Yep. What? Because it wasn't a mooth fairy, it was a tooth fairy.
Yeah, so it was kind of like something bad's coming. I left it open. And so I hope you address that. Beautiful small tooth. The dark fairy rises.
Very bad. I thought that was a bit of a homage. Homage. Maybe that was the word you were looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he in a cake?
He's not in a cake, no.
Oh, is this Hook?
That's the sort of the theme I was going for, yes. Yeah.
It's weird that you've got it in a blanket. It's carpet, but it was in a...
Yeah, I know, but it's not a direct rip-off. I'm not ripping off Spielberg, you know.
You're ripping off Tinkerbell.
Again, it's another homage.
Oh, you might have to blare out Tinkerbell here, because she is very borderline copyright.
Really?
Well, I know it's Tinkerbell.
Yeah.
For starters, that's a...
I was just trying to draw a fairy.
And this one is very... like a sketch that Jim Henson would do. It's like a cross between Hook and Labyrinth.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good analogy there.
So the kid has been brought to Fairy Island.
Yes.
Because he's killed someone important.
Yes.
And he will be judged by Tinkerbell and Mary Mooth Fairy.
Very, you're getting really, you're really close.
Was it the Mary?
No, but you're getting, you're pretty close to the entire story there.
The dark fairy. Oh, maybe they throw him in a volcano and like a dark fairy rises.
Maybe. That's a better twist than what I came up with.
When it starts sounding like an improv in the ending.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful smile too. The dark fairy rises.
Beautiful. All right. I'll just get my story up here. Brett dropped the gun to the floor. Actually, I should say I've sort of stayed quite close to the start, your end to my start.
So this is like the start of the next chapter.
Yes, exactly right.
It's not a completely story.
Not that it's a bad thing. So Brett dropped the gun to the floor, looking over his father's dead body, ears still ringing from the sound of the gunshot. He wipes brain matter from his forehead and collapses to his knees, sobbing over his father's lifeless body. Hours drift by and exhausted, he falls asleep. He awakes to three fairies ruffling through his pockets. One holds a little fairy knife to his throat. "He's got no meth," the lead Mooth Fairy shouts in disgust. The Mooth Fairy with a knife digs the blade into Brett's neck, starting to draw a droplet of blood. "You little piece of shit," he sneers. And with that, the other two Mooth Fairies smash the end of the revolver into Brett's head and knocks him out cold. Brett awakes with wind gushing and cold air hitting the tips of his toes. He's been rolled up into a carpet, and as he wiggles and peers out the end, his eyes widen with shock. He's hundreds of metres off the ground, being flown by Mooth Fairies. Little did he know, the Mooth Fairies have kidnapped him and were taking him to Fairyland. As they closed in on their destination, they let go of the ends of the carpet and he rolls out of the end, hitting the ground with a thud. Winded and struggling to get his breath back, he gingerly gets to his feet and notices he's surrounded by 20 Mooth Fairies poking and prodding, ruffling through his pockets, one stealing his shoelaces. Their methed-up faces peering at him. One of the younger Mooth Fairies says, "Well, what are we going to do with him? He's got no meth or money. He's useless. He now knows where we live. Let's kill him." The other Mooth Fairies get excited and nod in agreement. "Shut up, all of you," a loud voice beckons from the shadows. All the Mooth Fairies go silent. It was the elder Mooth Fairy, the wisest meth addict Fairyland had ever seen. "Can't you see how valuable this boy is?" Confused faces appear on the other Mooth Fairies. "Idiots, look at that full set of pearls." The Mooth Fairies all smile with excitement, showing their broken, degenerate teeth. "We'll do a deal with the Tooth Fairies." The elder Mooth Fairy points to one of his clan. "Go get the word to the Tooth Fairies. We need to meet immediately." And with that, Brett is tied up and taken to Meth Palace. A big stolen Centrelink sign adorns the entrance, and he's placed inside a dirty room, crying himself to sleep. A day passes, and Brett is marched blindfolded to a secret meeting spot in Fairyland. The elder Mooth Fairy has brought four of his meth clan. One Mooth Fairy removes the blindfold, and Brett can see five well-dressed Tooth Fairies standing in a line just ahead. What appears to be the Tooth Fairy leader steps forward. She looks at the Mooth Fairies and says in a condescending tone, "You've really messed up now, Mooth Fairies. You know you shouldn't bring a human to Fairyland." Two Mooth Fairies quickly fly up, grabbing each of Brett's cheeks and yanking his mouth open. The elder Mooth Fairy says, "Well, look at these perfect teeth." The Tooth Fairy's wings flap with excitement. "We're willing to give you each of these pearls for our stash of meth back, and you get the boy responsible for killing one of you." The Tooth Fairies get a panicked look on their faces as they realise they hadn't heard from one of their Tooth Fairies in days. The elder Mooth Fairy tosses a set of wings in front of him. "This boy murdered the Tooth Fairy with his own hands." A tear rolls down Brett's cheeks. He nods his head. The leader of the Tooth Fairy now ponders the offer. She
she's aware the Tooth Fairies always seek revenge, but her values and integrity are too strong. She knows how out of control these Tooth Fairies will become if they get their meth back. There will be anarchy. She says no deal. With that, a group of decrepit Tooth Fairies appear. It's an ambush. They kill the Tooth Fairies and get their stash back. One by one, they line up to get their hits. The last Tooth Fairy grabs a chunk of meth and lobs it into Brett's mouth. Brett, the little boy, and now has had his first hit of meth. He goes to grab more, and the Tooth Fairies fiercely protect their meth. He squashes each Tooth Fairy one by one, becoming the sole owner of the big stash. The little meth boy wonder had risen to have the whole of Fairyland now at his disposal, and he pledges to himself high in meth that he will kill every single fairy as a tear runs down his cheek thinking about his dad's death. He grabs the Tooth Fairy's dead body and wipes the blood on his face, war paint under each eye.
I like the direction you took it. I like it that there was a decent chunk of murder. Yeah. And that's what it needed. Yeah. And the only thing, it lacked one line, and it lacked a Hollywood line of... you know what it needed? It needed Samuel Jackson's line from... what was the one where they like raped his daughter and he hides in the cupboard and he... machine guns those two hillbillies in the church, in the court. And he's like, yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell. It needed a line like that.
Yeah, okay,
I killed those men. Yeah, I'll do it again.
I enjoyed it.
I think there's room for
a trilogy.
Really?
Yeah. Well, he's got it now. He's on Fairy Land now. On Fairy Island. It probably should have been Fairy Island, but ready to take revenge.
What did you
meth
say,
off his head.
Yeah. I got an idea. So do we swap back now?
We can do, but I don't. We can do.
I like this. We should do all our stories as trilogies. It's kind of like I have to. It's kind of like tennis.
I'll take Where Cricket Bat. Yeah,
and then like we can like really fuck each other over in the sequel. When it's like, all right, now you've got to put all these puzzles back together.
Yeah,
but it has to wrap at the end of three.
I got a bit worried because I asked you during the week, you know, what was your boy's name so I could use in the story? And you didn't ask me any questions at all. So yeah, that's right. No, I like it. The ends in three. Yeah, there has to be a finale. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, did I mention... Yeah, it was a callback to...
You did mention...
The callback to...
People were tweeting on... Yeah. What do they call it when they TikTok in?
Yeah, it's a comment.
Yeah. So you did pay homage to it.
Yeah. I like this. I like this, the trilogy sort of thing. And we'll do that until we get bored.
Okay. we'll come up with something a bit different. But yeah, we can really start fucking with each other a bit.
Yeah. No, I like that. And speaking of fucking with each other, have you got your 9 on?
I do. I'm excited for this as well.
All right. We'll come back to that after this animation. Woo!
John Luke Greenwood. 99 Rand Word.
Was I first?
Yeah, you went first. Do you want me to go then?
I can go first.
Cool.
Hey, so I had... What do you have?
I had Stripper in an Art Gallery.
Stripper in an Art Gallery. I had Mormon in London. And you messaged me pretty angrily saying you spelt Mormon wrong. Ah. I wrote more man.
More man.
It sounds more like you want
more men.
More man. Yeah, more man. I want more man. By the way, that's
like... You're a cricket for more men.
It was all cap locks. with two fist emojis like, ah! So it's this is my 9-9.
So are you doing it on more man or Mormon?
Well, I might have to leave. No, it's Mormon. I knew that. Yeah. it's on Mormon. It's just some of the spelling might be wrong. And that's the point of this podcast.
Yeah.
No matter, you know.
We don't care about grammar.
Great, leave grammar for the English students. Okay. Mormon in London. The lone Mormon's footsteps echoed off the cobble streets of London. What are you doing on my street? The big burly British man said. The Lion Mormon. I don't know. I fucked up that word. The Mormon ignored him and kept walking. The Mormon ignored him and kept walking. Oi, Yank, I'm talking to you, he screamed. Still no response. The big burly man stormed after. Oh, it's the Lion Mormon. Except it had lion. Yeah. I'm going to start this again.
Yeah.
The Lion Mormon. Can you cut this shit out?
No, we're keeping this in. Fuck it. This is it.
The Lone Mormon, the Lone Mormon's footsteps echoed off the cobble streets of London. What are you doing on my street? The big burly British man said. The Lone Mormon ignored him and kept walking. Oi, Yank, I'm talking to you, he screamed. Still, no response. The big burly man stormed after the Lone Mormon and grabbed him. The big burly man crumpled in fear when he saw the Mormon's sharp, monstrous fangs and long, blood-soaked claws. This wasn't any regular Mormon. This was the horrifying Joseph Smith. Joseph Smith disappeared into the London fog in search of his next mission.
Nice.
Yeah, I had to Google who the head honcho of the Mormons was. Because I remember the South Park episode, yeah. The dum-dum-dum-dum-dum.
I got the old sort of London vibes, the dark the very, mist and sort of in the cobbled streets and
very,
Jack the Ripper sort of.
Yeah. Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. Yeah.
Nice.
That, and I don't know if I should mention this, but like Jeepers Creepers. He's kind of like a Jeepers Creepers sort of character, old Joseph Smith. Because I don't know if you know the trouble with... Do you know the trouble with Jeepers Creepers? Yeah. The director's like a real... bad person.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
So it's kind of like under no circumstance should you support this movie ever.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was my eyes and nose. Vows are really difficult thing for me to cry.
We don't care about vows.
Yeah. But it was like I said the word like 2 seconds ago. Why the fuck do I have line here? But yeah. The Lone Mormon. I reckon that could be a comic book series.
That could.
It's just like a monstrous disfigured Joseph Smith.
But the Lone Ranger had a little Toto. Does who's the Lone Mormon got as a sidekick?
It's like a magical hat. It's him, and it's, and in the hat is like a temple. Like it's like a snail.
Yeah.
So this, what is it? No, it was a stone, wasn't it? Stone, yeah. Like a stone snail. It's a bedrock. Hey, that's not bad. Joseph Smith and his bedrock.
I was thinking you were going to bring out Sponge Ronan as his sidekick or something.
Ronan. I could. There was, I don't know. I think I've mentioned this before. It was the All-Star cartoon series. And it was either Don't Smoke Marijuana or Don't Smoke Cigarettes. And it was like the Baby Muppets... I think the Ninja Turtles.
Probably Power Rangers, maybe.
Nah, this is before Power Rangers. Okay. Elf. I'll send you the link, man. We'll post it on our...
And they all came together.
They all came together.
That would have been, that would have been exciting as a kid.
No. What you? Garfield, I think, was in it. It was like all the Saturday morning cartoons. Yeah. The All-Star cut. And it's the most... terrifying thing you've ever fucking seen. And it was kind of like, I think it was kind of like,
do you think it actually turned you to smoke?
Yeah, so, you know, 6 years old, man, I need to take this fucking, it was like watching a horror movie, like, ah, oh, fuck. But yeah, it was terrifying, like really dark, almost kind of like a, what's that Pinhead movie?
Oh, Coneheads.
No, Pinhead. Hellraiser. Okay. It was like Hellraiser with these things from a different dimension coming, terrorize a kid because he smoked a cigarette. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's obviously left a lasting
I think maybe
impression.
He-Man was in it.
He-Man as well.
Yeah. Terrifying stuff.
Any of the X-Men?
Well, before that.
Right, okay.
Late 80s, early 90s. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So we'll put like a little screen here. So it's.
What? So you're now going to subject everyone else to this horrifying piece of art?
Well, a lot of these cartoons died in the early 90s. So it's like, yeah. You know, they can't come back and haunt you anymore. Like Muppet Babies? Muppet Babies aren't come back.
No, but Garfield's still around.
Is he?
Yeah, I think Alf's dead.
Alf's dead.
Agro's dead.
No, Agro's back.
Is he?
Yeah, Agro's got a live show. Okay. Yeah, Agro's torn the
Okay, coup. Sorry, Agro. Didn't mean to call you premature death.
Yeah, and I think he's doing it with like a big brothel contestant.
What was that guy, sausage or?
Oh, hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
Remember he had that weird late night show where he was...
Didn't all the astrologists call in and weird shit?
Yeah, 90s television,
Okay, am I up?
I think Hot Dogs was a Perth dude as well, wasn't he?
I think so.
Yeah, I think
sausage is more catchy.
So, sex worker.
No, not stripper in an art gallery. Don't make it more confusing. Well,
a stripper and a sex worker are only $100 difference.
All right. The art gallery intern gazes proudly over the launch of the great post-impressionism artist. The VIP dignitaries had arrived, the who's who, celebrities, politicians, business tycoons, the canopies scrumptious, the champagne delicious. The orchestra in the corner was just the perfect touch. Now for the cherry on top. Enter Cherry, literally, the hottest stripper in town. Shocked guests gasp in unison as Cherry grabs the 80-year-old gallery chairman's tie, gripping him closely and gyrating his leg. Confused, the intern looks at his to-do list and realises his grave error. He'd been asked to organise paint stripper.
Terrible. was Anna Nicole Smith the inspiration for that story?
No, I think just...
Where's this art gallery located?
I hadn't really thought. I thought it was some pretentious sort of art gallery, you know, with an orchestra.
Well, because like a California strip club would probably have a hotter cherry than, say, like a Iowa. Like an Iowa cherry is probably not as...
Well, I haven't gone around and done the tour of the US strip joints, but probably you're right. Probably you're right. I'd say California and probably Iowa. You know,
I mean, if you like them thick, then those corn-fed Iowa guys.
Yeah, so I was thinking something like really pretentious and they'd be really shocked with a stripper coming in.
Also, what's postmodernism?
I don't know. I was just looking up a wanky art type of art.
You know what it is? Is it just like...
It was post-impressionism, which is the one I went with.
Well, like a caricature?
I don't know. I just looked up wanky art and that was one of the top ones.
So what's after post... So is it post?
It might be pre-impressionism.
Yeah, because I mean, if there's a pre-impressionism and we're in the post...
Apocalyptic, maybe?
Impressionism. What about a hybrid of the two? That's kind of like street art. What'd Banksy be?
Pre-post. Maybe it's current impressionism.
Current impressionism. I can't even say that word.
I don't know what Banksy would be.
Just street art.
Yeah. And then, I just thought.
And why cherry?
Well, because I just went with the cherry on top. The cherry on top, and then I was like, in
cherry literally. Oh, you love your puns. Love your puns.
Yeah. What's, you got a bit of beef with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Keep your puns out of my pocket.
Oh, well, I can't rhyme. I can't pun
this
now.
This is a pun.
What can I do in my 99 word challenge?
This is punchlines instead of puns. This is a pun free podcast.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, and then I just thought the little twist where the intern would get it wrong.
Well, we should do a sequel to that. And then, like, the intern becomes the stripper and it turns into that sort of 50 Shades of Grey. I haven't seen 50 Shades of Grey.
You've got a sick mind going on in your head.
50 Shades, I'm not sure if that's even what that's about.
I don't think it is.
I did read a book, I think it's called The Portrait, and it was a horror about a family that's painted into a portrait, and the portrait is...
I think, isn't that one of those Goosebumps books?
Yeah, but it's a bit more hardcore
than
that. Like, they're skinning people alive and stuff like that. It's actually pretty good, except the ending gets a bit kind of, like... time jumping between paintings and stuff. But other than that, it's pretty good.
Do you go to like the sick and twisted section of a bookstore or?
No, I read horror books. Also, do you remember Rodden.com?
No.
Oh, you never watched?
Tell us more.
Well, it's where all the rotten things on the internet. Oh, early
rotten
days.
Dot. I thought you said rotten dot.
Rotten.
Yeah.
Oh, there might have been some rotten on rotten.com.
Rotten.com. Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah.
What do you reckon? Well, we'll skip that.
What's Cookie done?
Yeah. What do you reckon?
I reckon he's gone. What was your? I reckon he's gone Mormon in London.
Yeah, I reckon there's a bit more wordplay with Mormon in London. I'll make sure this turned up.
Yeah. Let's go, Cookie.
Oh, no. No, we got yours first.
You got my animation. I sent it through the chat.
Well, I see Banksy's groin, so I'm guessing.
Oh, stripper and art gallery.
Or it's a weird Mormon. it could be. Banksy's,
could be a hybrid of both.
Banksy's allegedly from Bristol.
That's true, actually.
Hello. Am I in the right place for the gallery opening?
Yes.
Oh, good. I've been looking forward to this for months, as I am a big fan of art.
Yes, all kinds of different people like art.
You must love art, being that you work here.
No, I get off on the smell of invitations that women hand me. Oh, yes. That's the stuff.
The stripper silently recognizes that the creepy guys at her club have to work somewhere. Come to my club tomorrow and you can do more than smell me.
You're not the boss of me.
Finn, classy ending.
I like it a lot.
I thought it was a bit childish until you put Finn and it's like, no, it's a masterpiece.
I thought the accents up, created a bit of class to it.
Well, I think the sniffing is probably a go at me because I'm always sniffing. Whenever I start laughing on this, the nose gets blocked. I'm like, yeah.
So you thought it was a dig at you?
I thought it was a dig at me.
You've thought many things are a dig at you. I've
got a thin skin. And
about three of my drawings, you're going, is this a dig at me?
Well, they were.
They were not. All right, Cookie.
Okay. So I'm guessing it was stripper in an art gallery.
Yeah.
No, it's Mormon in London, surely.
Surely?
Surely not.
Yeah, Mormons and their invitation sniffing.
Stiffing.
All right, so I reckon, hopefully Cookie's gone Mormon in London, just to mix it up.
Short story, stripper.
You dirty old dog.
Mavis was dragging George around, looking at the paintings. He was bored and was doing plenty of complaining. I've had enough of this, he said, when they saw a sign for a special display. Come on, Mavis said, let's have a look what's down this way. George trundled along, but then his eyes popped out of his head. There was a stripper performing, and she was down to her last thread. He broke into a trot, and in his rush knocked over his dear wife. He looked back and said, sorry, darling, but this is better than still life.
What's still life?
Ah.
Is that like a fancy way of saying
I think it's
art?
A type of art, isn't it?
I think still life painting is a term for some kind of thing.
Yeah. I liked it.
You liked it?
I mean... It kind of reminded me of the whole Friendly Geordies thing. You see that?
No.
You seen that?
I know that his producer got arrested.
Mm.
You haven't been impressed with all three of our 91 word stories.
Weak effort this week from you.
Okay. Well, so what's the parameter? I can't rhyme. I can't pun.
You can do whatever fuck you want. I like Cookies. It's but. I don't know if you saw the Friendly Geordies thing where his producer got arrested by terrorist police because he allegedly stalking one of the politicians in Sydney, and then he had all the footage, and it's kind of like the politician's overstepped his mark to have this kid arrested, but the terror police have come in and stormed through his mum and knocked her over and knocked over the dog. And
that's where you're getting that theme from.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I can see it. I can see it.
Yeah. All right. I like the long, and he was getting down to his last thread.
Yeah, that was good.
I like
a good
that.
Rhyme.
Yeah, it was a good rhyme.
We need more, though. We need more entry. Where are people? Are they just in the freezing cold of...
I don't think they trust us anymore with the haunted library. They're like, this isn't a Cokie Writers Club. This is just two nerds in front of a curtain.
We need Nathan coming on just threatening people.
Yeah.
Yep.
We just show some of the pig photos. Because he's kind of got that sore. Wasn't sore with the pig heads?
Yeah. He'll come get you.
Yeah.
Send in your stories, your artwork.
He knows where you live. Because I befriended a bunch of Asian people when they hacked my Facebook.
We're going to have ISIS and Nathan Hull coming for you if you don't submit.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you'll be stuck here in this Pakistani cave with the rest of us.
Help me. Should we find out what they're going to submit, though, for next week?
What did you get?
I got... Mummy Africa.
So a mummy in Africa.
Is it a mummy or is it like a mum?
I think it was like a mummy.
Mummy. Okay.
With a no.
Yeah. That's what confused me.
Yeah. Oh, it's an American mummy.
Yeah. So I got mummy in Africa.
Yeah. So like Egypt.
That's where your mind's going. That's where your mind's going.
Well, that's where mummies are from, aren't they?
They are, yeah. I think. I don't know.
Yes. I got a doctor at a lake house.
Okay.
So very vague. Like it's like the basic bitch of topics, but it's...
I thought comedian on a boat would have been basic bitch, but people did a really good job of that.
That was basic bitch. But that's kind of... Basic bitch topics kind of lead to... you got to put a little extra... Yeah, salt and pepper to make them worthwhile.
Well, this one's pretty basic, given that's where mummies are from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. So we want submissions.
Unless it's like African mummy. Or an African in a mummy.
Am I ready to go wrong way around?
Yeah. No, so that's they're the two topics we got. A mummy in Africa and... I've spelt it wrong, so I think that might be up to the interpretation.
So it could be a mum.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So either a mummy or a mother in Africa or Mother Africa. Isn't that a thing? That's a police song?
That's a saying?
I don't know. And a doctor on a lake house. So, make sure to check us out on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and all the episodes you'll be able to listen to on Spotify and iTunes.
Cool.
Yeah.
Get them in.
So we'll see you soon and see you next week.
See you next week.
Bye. Bye.